This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with AI researcher and podcaster Lex Fridman in a podcast interview. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Here is a snippet of the podcast interview.
किस प्रकार से ऊंचाई पर ले जाना, इन सारे विषयों की एक प्रकार से चर्चा भी है और उसके लिए कुछ रास्ते भी हैं, कुछ परंपराएं हैं, व्यवस्थाएं हैं. उसमें एक उपवास भी है. उपवास ही सब कुछ नहीं है. और भारत में कल्चरली कहो, फिलोसॉफिकली कहो, कभी कभी मैं देखता हूं कि एक तो डिसिप्लिन के लिए, मैं अगर सामान्य भाषा में बात करूं या जो हिंदुस्तान को जानते नहीं ऐसे दर्शकों के लिए कहूं, तो जीवन को अंतर बाह्य दोनों प्रकार की डिसिप्लिन के लिए ये बहुत ही उपकारक है. ये जीवन को घड़ने में भी काम आता है. जब आप उपवास करते हैं तो आपने देखा होगा, जैसे आपने कहा कि आपने दो दिन से पानी पर रहे हैं, आपकी जितनी इंद्रिय है, खास करके सुगंध की हो, स्पर्श की हो, स्वाद की हो, ये इतनी जागरूक हो गई होगी कि आपको पानी की भी स्मेल आती हो.
Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials, businessmen, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. Prime Minister Luxon was received by Union Minister Professor S.P. Singh Baghel at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The two leaders will also inaugurate the 10th edition of the Rayasena Dialogue in New Delhi tomorrow. India and New Zealand have announced the launch of negotiations for a comprehensive and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement FTA negotiations. This significant step was marked by a meeting between Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and Minister for Trade and Investment of New Zealand Todd Maclay in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed the centre's commitment to development of Bodoland. Mr. Shah was addressing the 57th annual conference of All Bodo Students Union as the chief guest at Dotmar in Kokrajhar district this afternoon. He stated that 82% of the Bodo Accords clauses have been fulfilled, with the remaining set to be fulfilled within 2 years. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has expressed confidence that India will soon be ready for hyperloop transportation, as the technology, which is currently under development, has yielded promising results in the tests conducted so far. The minister shared the information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during his visit to the Hyperloop testing facility at the Discovery campus of the IIT Madras in Chennai yesterday. At least 12 Pakistani soldiers were killed and over 26 injured after a bus carrying Frontier Constabulary soldiers came under heavy gunfire on the N40 highway at the Noshki in Balochistan province. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the army convoy and claimed that at least 90 military personnel have been killed so far. In North Macedonia, at least 51 people were killed and over 100 injured in a massive fire that broke out early this morning in a nightclub in the Kokani town. As per media reports, as many as 1,500 people were attending a concert by a hip-hop duo popular band DNK in the European nation. Billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX Dragon crew entered the International Space Station ISS shortly after opening of the hatches between the space station and the spacecraft at 11:05 Indian Standard Time. They were welcomed by the Expedition 72 crew, including NASA astronaut Indian-American Sunita Williams. And that's the end of the news bulletin.